I should be seated. It's on? I thought I turned it off to sing.
It's on now.
Okay, awesome. You can cut out the singing part. Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Lord. I hope you all had a marvelous time with family and friends, and I hope you ate too much and loved too much and loved boldly and just enjoyed your families boldly. Like I was saying, one of the things that I love about Christmas time is that we get to read this piece of John's Gospel more than once. And one of the reasons I love it is because we take those little words out of here. Out of John, that whole verse about God loved the world so much he sent his only begotten son, which is wonderful, but there's more to it than that. It's about Jesus being with us from the beginning, and to me that's a marvelous idea, that from the very beginning, from the very before the creation of this world, before we can even understand the eternal nature of the universe, the eternal nature of God, Jesus was there. So it's not like Jesus just popped up out of nowhere and said, hey, y'all, you know, I'm here to make things better. To me, that's a really calming and invigorating and hopeful thought. That even when I fall short and I think of right now, right here, and that's all I can think about and all I can worry about, if I stop and remember that in the beginning the Word was with us and it was with God. So, coming up I really feel like that some of our extra singing today proclaims what it is that the Gospel is all about this Christmas season. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit this morning about what I sent out about Epiphany. Now, I know I'm jumping the gun just a little bit because we're still in Christmas. But Epiphany is, again, this season, this day of Epiphany is one of the ones that's so embedded deep in my heart about what the Gospel is all about and what Jesus' coming was all about. Because the Epiphany is when the wise men finally make it, and the proclamation is that Jesus died for all of us, not just for the Jews. There were no limits on what he came for. He came for all of us. And it's a pretty big responsibility for us to proclaim that. And Epiphany reminds us of that. So one of the traditions of Epiphany is doing something called chalking the doors. And it's a form of blessing of your home. And it's kind of a little bit related to the idea that at the time of the Passover, God told his people to mark their doors and so that the angel of death would pass over them. This is different in that we are praising God for having the wise men declare their message to the world and also to bless our dwelling, the place where we live, and invite Jesus, invite the Christ, and invite the Holy Spirit into our home. When we leave here on Sunday, we don't leave the Holy Spirit here. The Holy Spirit goes with us. So, you know, if you get home and things are, you know, like, oh, this is really nice, you might think about thanking the Holy Spirit for showing up and sticking with us. Anyway, so I'm going to take a moment, and I'm going to bless this chalk. And then I am going to invite you. I was going to do this at communion time, but I thought if I get this chalk dust on the fair linen, that Altar Guild would come and find me and do terrible things to me. So, I'm going to invite you to come up. I have some baggies here. Bless the chalk. And then we're going to do what's called chalking the doors. Now, Epiphany is on Saturday, so that's the day that it technically should happen. But on Sunday, though, we will do a retrospective Epiphany because Epiphany will be finished, but I can't give up the idea of celebrating the Epiphany. So we'll have our starlights and we'll have an Epiphany tree and we'll have lunch. There'll be two reasons for the lunch. The first is to celebrate the Epiphany and just to celebrate together. And the second is to say thank you to each and every one of you who took the time to make a pledge to this church, who've taken the time over the last how many years to take your time, your talent, your energy, and your treasure to this place. And so big thank you from the vestry and from myself. And we will have pizza and we will have ice cream sundaes. So, yeah. So bring your appetite. It's going to be fun. And then we will chalk the doors of the church. We'll go out there and we'll chalk the doors of the church. So I sent this out, but if you don't have it, if you didn't think to have it, I have some extra copies, or if you didn't get a chance to print it off. So if you need one, you know, take one. I'm just going to chat about it briefly. So we mark on the door, and if you're a little nervous about marking on the door, you can mark on the sidewalk. This is all washable chalk. You can mark on the sidewalk, and it eventually will wash away. It's an opportunity, if you like, to go around and bless your own home. You can bless each room. There's different things you can use. You can use nothing. You can use some sort of herb or sage or incense, if you like. So it's appropriate that where you're going to be, where you live, is a blessed place. This is a time when a lot of people choose to have their homes blessed if they've moved into a new home. So what you mark is on your front door is 20 plus C plus M plus B plus 24, which is the name of the three wise men, allegedly, the year, and how the wise men followed the star this year, a celebration of that, and that Christ will bless our home and abide in love with us. There's prayers in here in this sheet that you can use. And then when you finish chalking your doors, you can draw on your sidewalk. The possibilities are endless. So I think they're probably going to all look about the same, but I couldn't resist the assortment. We have neon, glitter, tie-dye, and traditional. So you can come up if you, and I don't think it's going to get a lot on your hands. It's pretty good. All right, come up and you can pick a couple of colors. You can come one from each side or however you want. Just come whenever you want, when you feel like you want. If you want to hurry up and get a glitter one before they're all gone. Yes.
I might have missed what I was talking about. When you chalk, what are you chalking?
Okay, you're chalking your door. Or across the front of the door, and it's a declaration of the coming of the wise men, and blessing you.
Is it just like a line, or is it?
No, it's C plus M plus B, which are the names of the wise men, and 2024, which is the date 4 years ago, and there's some prayers and things that you can say as you do it. No, it's okay. You were doing angels' work. Thank you. All right. I hope I have enough bags.
Looks interesting.
Yeah, those are the tie-dye ones. Even if they don't tie-dye on the door, they'll.
Thank you.
Glitter.
Yeah.
That's traditional. Yeah, if your front door is painted, you might figure something that matches your front door. And again,
if yellow.
A yellow? There's a yellow tie-dye?
Yeah, why not?
Everybody can get two colors. I forgot to say, get two colors.
Two colors.
Yeah. Goodness. We're going to make it fun. Sure you do, because you could get in a really bad mood one day and go out and draw on your sidewalk and have fun.
I'm going to have a purple glitter.
Oh, good.
Is this a regular?
No, that's neon. You want the neon pink?
Why not?
All right. Well, it looks like it has glitter on it, too, though. What do you want?
I want a purple glitter.
I don't know if there is a purple glitter. I guess that's as close as it comes. It's like a lavender.
Oh, well, I was thinking maybe, is that a, what is that?
This is neon.
Oh, well, I'll take it.
You want the purple neon? All right. Harry, you get to pick one.
Neon.
What color?
You don't.
Green? Okay, good choice.
The color of money.
There you go. And you all, when you bless the house that you're in now, you can also bless it for the new people who are coming, whose home it will be, and then you can keep that, and then you can bless your new home and invite the Holy Spirit to join you in your move.
We need that.
There you go.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
The lintel is how it goes all around the door, not the door itself.
You can do it anywhere you want. Yeah, traditionally the symbolism of that is that when God instructed his people to mark the lintel of their door with the blood of the lamb so that the angel of death would pass them over. So it's kind of symbolic of that too. There's a lot of good symbolism in it. None of it's biblical. It's traditional. Oh, okay. Well, this you can trade. There you go. Sorry, I'm falling down on my job.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, you got it?
No, I have you. Thank you.
There you go.
Oh, something bold.
Something bold. How about this nice dark blue?
Yeah, blue.
Unless you want the glitter blue.
Let's do the glitter.
Yeah, there you go.
You want it bold.
You can have as many as you want.
No, he can't.
He's going to have fun. Your whole sidewalk's going to be colorful.
Thank you.
You can take some extra ones for your nieces and nephews, and they can do the sidewalk.
All right.
The Steelers are playing.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. I'll get more for them later.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. What color do you want, Miss Libby? Okay. You can take more than two. You can take another one if you want. So, Lord, I ask that you bless this congregation, these people who go forward in your name. Bless their homes as they call upon the Holy Spirit and celebrate the coming of the Magi and the coming of Jesus into the world for all of us. I ask that you bless each and every person as they consider what it is that you and the Holy Spirit have done for them, and that all may be well, and this blessing of their homes may be a foretaste of the blessings of the year to come. In Jesus' name, amen. So, have fun. Like I say, next Sunday we'll do the church. We'll have all these colors. Everybody can do something. It can draw something on the sidewalk. I love this little assortment because it has all these little groovy boxes that close. Right. Reminder, too, that chalk comes from the substance of the earth. And so, as it is, this is in this... this handout. These are not my words, but from this worshipwell.org website. It says, chalk is made of the substance of the earth and is used by teachers to instruct and by children to play. As the image of the chalk fades, we will remember the sign we have made and transfer it to our hearts and our habits. Amen. Now please stand with me